Say, Lord Jesus, my ears work, my eyes see, my heart does perceive. You're talking to me. This word is for me. Hallelujah. I was pressed this morning again to go to Ephesians chapter 3, where I know we've been there before, but we're going back. Ephesians chapter 3. I think sometimes we underestimate the fullness of God and what He's after. And when the house of prayer was formed, there was a lot of controversy about the things that had been in my heart and how things should be done biblically instead of traditionally. So the house of prayer doesn't match the majority of churches in its bylaws. And it really is kind of a prayer out of Ephesians to have the love that surpasses understanding for each other. See, the love that is understood in the natural realm is what the majority of people run with. But to know the love that surpasses knowledge is to experience something supernatural that doesn't make sense to the natural mind. And there are times that you're going to feel certain things about different individuals in the body of Christ that you've never felt about your own and about your family and about those that have been connected to you. There'll be a, let's say, a supernatural thrust to carry that individual in your heart, to intercede for that individual that doesn't make sense. They may be related, they may not be related, because they have a family connection in the realm of the spirit. In 96, there was a conference in Amherst, Massachusetts. I was as sick as a dog the entire week. My brother and his wife came down from Canada to go to the conference, and my body was unbelievably struggling. And everything I did because I chose to push and shove because of the body war games that were on. When I say body war games, I'm talking about pressure that doesn't make sense, sickness that doesn't make sense. There was no reason for it except the enemy wanted me out of that place. He didn't want me to connect with anybody there. And there was a reason. Today I understand it a little more. And I want to go back to 1988. God allowed me to meet a man of God named John Paul Jackson in October 31st for the first time. I met him again a few times. He prophesied that I would have two more kids, and that's an old story. And I don't want to go back to that. But what I want you to see is God's supernatural coordinates that don't make sense to your brain. In this conference, there was, I would say, 1,800 people. My brother and my wife and his wife and I were sitting in the middle aisle. And it was a pretty busy place, lots and lots of activity, lots of worship music, etc. And I'm sitting there, and literally enjoying the moment because of the intensity of the worship. The worship people were really anointed of the Lord. They were doing an awesome work, and I was being blessed. I heard in my heart, you need to go to the back aisle. So I left my brother and his wife, and the worship was going full blast. I walked back. I said, Lord, what do you want? He said, now find your way over to the left-hand corner of the building and walk to the front on the extreme aisle. So I did. John Paul was sitting down and he was watching the anointed worshipers. And the Lord said, now go and ask him permission to pray over his feet. So if I would have taken the time to think about it, I wouldn't have moved. There's a secret about obedience. If you start trying to figure it out, you're going to fail. If you're trying to figure out which family member is coming into the kingdom, you're absolutely nuts. Don't do it. Because he'll baffle you, and he'll choose somebody you could never conceive. So I went up, and everything inside of me is shaking. I'm not expecting him to recognize me. I am not looking for recognition. I'm looking for permission. So I went up to him. I bent down in front of him on one knee. And I said, do I have your permission to pray over your feet? And his response was immediate. To the affirmative, and so I proceeded. If I would have thought about it, if I would have tried to decipher it, I wouldn't be able to tell you how important those things are to obey. Yesterday, there's a press in my heart to listen to a particular video on YouTube. And it's not important who's preaching. It's God, by his Holy Ghost, sending a message. I had a flashback because the instructions were to release the fire of God by the main speaker to those who would be listening to this message at this time. And before the man is about to say to stand, he just said, I'm going to pray for the people that are here in this church as well as those that are listening. And I already heard, get up. So I got up. I'm in my office downstairs. My wife is taking a nap upstairs, recovering from the children. And so I heard, take off your sneakers. So I took off my sneakers. I went towards my chair, and the Lord says, now, as I'm about to get the instructions, the instructor says, take off your shoes. And so the fire is going to come on your feet. Well, my brain is trying to obey, and the Holy Spirit said, take off the socks. Well, I took off the socks. It's a lot easier to do that in your office than it is to go where I was in back in 96. However, The Holy Ghost doesn't change his ways. He said, you have a bottle of oil in this little container. Take the oil, put some on your hands. And so I anointed my feet and my legs. I didn't feel a thing, but I had an instant flashback of my obedience back in 96. That's almost 22 years now. Why is it important that you look back 20 years ago? Because there was a plan that he was unfolding. There was a plan that he's unfolding now in the family of God. The man who was the recipient of my obedience is now in the heavens. He's in the family of God on the other side of the veil. He's doing a work there. Are you conscious of those that have already crossed over? That they are at work in the heavenly realms? Are they also rooted and established in love? Are you aware of the power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ? And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, it surpasses your brain. That you may be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. That I may be filled with the fullness. Are you kidding? I have a potential to be filled. Filled with the love, the power, and the presence of God Himself inside of this temple? How many of you can feel your brain kind of tilt to the side? But that's what the Word says. Is it going to fail? No. Will you become transparent? Will God be able to see through you and your act? Will He be able to let you see yourself and your own act? Because He works on me first. His workmanship is at work now on me. You're all kind of saying, because that's what I sensed this morning. I'm giving it all to you, Lord. I surrender. Not just a song out of happy moments, but a real awareness that you are letting Him take over all of your hearts, all of your circumstances, whether it's being a vehicle, whether it's a relationship, whether it's family, all of it. Or someone falling apart that you love very dearly. Or watching someone that's brain tampered, if you wish. Because when I came home from visiting Bob, I said to my wife, it was a hard visit today. It was a very difficult visit today. I was really crying out to the Lord for grace. Because my buddy wasn't himself. There were times, and there have been many times, where we could connect. But do you know what? There was so much pressure going on between him and me. And it was tangible. I could have cut it. And the Lord said, let it go. What are you bent out of shape about? Why are you letting your emotions get the best of you? Oh, emotions. Woo! And boy, I'll tell you, it's hard to pick those emotions back up and to put them back where they belong, in submission to your spirit. Because you see, in my spirit, taking a walk from that center aisle, it took everything to get me to lift up my butt off the chair. Why? Why? Why was there pressure? Because darkness knows a little bit about what you're going to become. Yeah. He's not stupid. He can read the signs and wonders coming up out of you, out of your hands being laid on the sick, out of your mouth declaring freedom to those that are captives. Yes. That's your future. And he cuts down as quickly as he can those that have been designed by God to be superior to the average religious folks. Verse 14. St. Paul says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven." Say it with me. The families in heaven. The families on earth. And we derive our name. From the Most High God. Hallelujah. St. Paul is praying, "I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being." Not in your skinny brain, not in your emotional makeup, and not in your soul, mind, will, and emotions. "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith." You say, really? He's inside? Yes, he is. Let him out once in a while. You'll enjoy the trip. "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints." All the saints, not sinners. Look at your neighbor. Say, "God's got an opinion."
God's got an opinion.
So does St. Paul.
So does St. Paul.
He says, "I'm a saint."
He says, "I'm a saint."
"It's about time I receive it."
It's about time I receive it.
"I am a saint."
I am a saint.
I am a saint.
I am a saint.
And I don't need a bunch of people to tell me so. Amen. "To grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." Filled with the fullness of God. And you know, every time I read this, every time I declare it, my brain still rejects. The brain says, "Hey, logically says, who do you think you are? Who do you think?" Well, I'm a saint of the Most High God. I'm a child of the King. Amen. I'm born of his Spirit. And yes, he's consistently letting me move from what I was to what I need to become. What happens when someone crosses over? I have a sister-in-law that went home to be with the Lord, and she was 97. She was going to be 98 in a few months. She married my godfather a few months after I was born. And she was a very precious lady. My brother and this woman had 9 children together. Faithful to each other, their entire family life. Had a love flow coming from them that touched every member of their family. And ours. I can remember sitting with her and my brother in their living room, praying that Jesus would become everything that he had designed for them to be. And they accepted the Lord somewhat in a Catholic way, but God doesn't worry about labels. All I know is she was a precious woman that loved the Lord. Loved her husband, loved her children. She had over 100 grandchildren.
Wow.
Great-grandchildren. It was 119, I think, the last time I visited.
Whoa.
Great-grands.
How many grand?
9 children, then the grandchildren, and then the great-grands. Over 100.
Imagine her Christmas list.
So she obeyed. She said she would tease me because she was kind of a bold woman with those that she was comfortable with, and she certainly was comfortable with Irene and I. She says, at least we obeyed, we multiplied.
I would say they did.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's with my brother, I'm positive, in multiples of levels. When I heard that she wasn't well, I said, Lord, is there anything to do? And he says, it's done. Okay? In other words, there's no need of all kinds of yelling and screaming and crying. And hey, she's going over to the other side. Why? Family doesn't separate just because they get a new outfit or a new address. Yeah. She's got her heavenly body. I'm sure she looks great. She was a beautiful woman. What am I saying to you? When the fullness of Christ takes over one of your loved ones, you're going to see a change. Don't stop interceding as the Lord leads. Don't be afraid of what he's called you to be. And I look forward to meet Timothy.
Yes. Amen.
Now close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, this word is for me.
This word is for me.
Let it be confirmed.
Let it be confirmed.
With signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
So I'll know that it was for me.
So I'll know that it was for me.
And all those who listen,
and all those who listen,
bless them as well.
Bless them as well.
In Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name,
we pray.
Amen.
Yes, dear.
Peggy and I went to see the movie.